Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who is God with us, dear fellow redeemed. Our Lenten series for this year focuses on the names of Jesus and how these names show his wondrous love for us in connection with God's plan of salvation. We began our series this past Wednesday on Ash Wednesday by looking at the name of Jesus. Today we come to the name Emmanuel. We begin our sermon text by reading first from the Gospel of Matthew, in which Matthew quotes from the prophet Isaiah, who prophesied some 700 years before Jesus was born, that this would be one of the names for Jesus. And Matthew then tells us what this name means. We read first from Matthew chapter 1, verses 22 and 23. "So all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, 'Behold, the virgin shall be with child, and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel,' which is translated, 'God with us.'" Then we read then from John 18, verses 3 through 12, words from the Passion History of Jesus. "Then Judas, having received a detachment of troops and officers from the chief priests and Pharisees, came there with lanterns, torches, and weapons. Jesus, therefore, knowing all things that would come upon him, went forward and said to them, 'Whom are you seeking?' They answered him, 'Jesus of Nazareth.' Jesus said to them, 'I am he.' And Judas, who betrayed him, also stood with them. Now when he said to them, 'I am he,' they drew back and fell to the ground. Then he asked them again, 'Whom are you seeking?' And they said, 'Jesus of Nazareth.' Jesus answered, 'I have told you that I am he. Therefore, if you seek me, let these go their way.' That the saying might be fulfilled which he spoke, 'Of those whom you gave me, I have lost none.' Then Simon Peter, having a sword, drew it and struck the high priest's servant and cut off his right ear. The servant's name was Malchus. So Jesus said to Peter, 'Put your sword into the sheath. Shall I not drink the cup which my Father has given me?' Then the detachment of troops and the captain and the officers of the Jews arrested Jesus and bound him." These are the words of our Lord. Let us pray. Let the words of our mouths and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. Emmanuel, God with us. What a perfect name for Jesus. When the fullness of time came, Christ, who was God from all eternity, became true man. He didn't give up his deity, didn't give up his Godhead, but added his humanity to his person. He became the God-man. One person, but with a divine nature and a human nature. True God and true man. Behind this great miracle was the divine plan of salvation. As God, Christ gave the law. As man, Jesus was subject to God's law. And as the God-man, his perfect keeping of the law now counts for you and for me. As God, he could not die. But as man, he could die. And as the God-man, he did die. And with his holy, precious blood, he made the full, sufficient payment for all of our sins on the cross. In our text for today, we see proof that Jesus is God with us. He is Emmanuel. During his life here on earth, Jesus put aside or suppressed his divine powers as God, but occasionally he would show glimpses of his power and his glory as true God. And this night, outside the Garden of Gethsemane on the Mount of Olives, was one of those occasions. Malchus, the high priest's servant, certainly got a glimpse that night that Jesus was Emmanuel, God with us. Our text tells us that while Jesus was being arrested, Simon Peter, having a sword, drew it and struck off the high priest's servant's ear, and the servant's name was Malchus. If you look in Luke's gospel of this account, you find that after Jesus rebuked Peter, Jesus touched Malchus's ear and healed him. What was going through Malchus's head and heart when this happened? He must have wondered, who is this Jesus anyway? Where does he get such power? His ear was cut off, and the next moment, Jesus is touching his ear and it is healed. The soldiers that night who came to arrest Jesus also got a glimpse that Jesus is Emmanuel, God with us. These soldiers came, we're told, armed with lanterns, torches, and weapons. No doubt they came expecting at least some resistance from Jesus and his followers. But instead of finding a rebel who's armed to the teeth, they find Jesus stepping forward willingly and asking, "Whom are you seeking?" I wonder what was going through their minds and hearts when he said to them, "I am he," and they drew back and fell to the ground. Who is this Jesus anyway? Where did he get such power? I often think about how they answered Jesus when he asked them again, "Whom are you seeking?" Did their answer come out a little bit more timidly the next time as they got up and dusted themselves off? Did they share some nervous glances with each other? Did they add a gulp to their next response of, "Jesus of Nazareth?" This was no ordinary man. It was very clear the one they were arresting, they weren't overpowering. They weren't taking him by force. He was, as Isaiah had prophesied, like a lamb to the slaughter. As a sheep before her shearers is silent, so he did not open his mouth. This was Emmanuel. This was the wondrous God-man who in love was silently, willingly led to the slaughter, willingly being arrested and coming with these soldiers. Did you catch the third proof from our text that Jesus is Emmanuel, God with us? There's one brief phrase that could be easy to overlook in this text from the Gospel of John. It's from verse 4. Jesus, therefore, knowing all things that would come upon him, went forward and said to them, "Whom are you seeking?" Jesus, as true God, knew what was going to happen. He knew, as the text says, all things that would come upon him. He knew all the terrible suffering and torment, the hell, literally, that he would go through if he stepped forward and allowed himself to be arrested that night. And make no mistake about it, Jesus was the one who was in charge here. He was the one who was willingly allowing all this to happen. He knew what was going to happen if he did this. And he could have stopped it. As Matthew records in his gospel, Jesus reminded Peter after he rebuked him for cutting off the servant's ear. He says this, "Do you not think that I cannot pray now to my Father, and he will provide me with more than 12 legions of angels?" Not a great mathematician, but I think that number would be something like 72,000 angels. Imagine the force that they could exert over these soldiers who came to rescue or to arrest Jesus. Jesus did not get taken by force. He could have called down those angels to eradicate these soldiers, but he did not. Jesus explains very clearly earlier in John's gospel, "The reason my Father loves me is this, that I lay down my life, not only to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down and authority to take it up again." Jesus' willing love for us and for all sinners compelled him to step forward, to go forward, and to carry out this plan, his Father's plan of salvation. Emmanuel, God with us. We've seen the proof of how this name fits Jesus perfectly. Now let's see what it means for us. Is there any promise for us in this wondrous name of love for Jesus? Definitely. He is Emmanuel, God with us, through the means of grace. He is still with us, and he comes to us through the power of his word, the Bible, and the sacraments, baptism and the Lord's Supper, which draw their power from his life-giving word. Jesus is Emmanuel, God with us in our troubles. Jesus clearly knows what troubles are like. He suffered them himself. Is it grief caused by the loss of a loved one? He knows. He wept at the grave of his dear friend Lazarus. Is it temptation that never seems to leave us alone? He knows that too. He faced Satan's relentless attacks from the very beginning to the end of his earthly ministry. Is it loneliness brought on by friends who have been unfaithful or who have betrayed us? Jesus certainly knows that. One of his own disciples betrayed him. Peter denied him. His disciples all deserted him this evening after he was arrested. Not only does Jesus know our troubles, but he can do something about them. He is the God-man who can do anything. And as our loving God and Savior, we know that he can and he will do for our troubles only what is truly good for us. He is Emmanuel, God with us in our service to him. When our life feels like a bunch of series of two steps forward and three steps back on our walk of faith, Jesus knows. When it's our old sinful nature once again getting the upper hand in our battle, in our battle with our sinful flesh, Jesus knows. He's there. He's there with his word to encourage us. Don't give up. Remember what I did for you on the cross. I already paid for your sins. I took away sin's guilt and its power over you by my suffering and death. Remember that I'm here with you. I am God with you. Through the word, you can rely on me. This word helps you to walk more closely with me. Remember, I am with you. He is Emmanuel, God with us, even in the valley of the shadow of death. We do not know when our last day is going to be. We don't know when the last day is going to be. But we know who's going to be there at our side when it comes. When it is your turn, when it's my turn to walk through the valley of the shadow of death, what a comfort it is to be able to say with the psalmist, I will fear no evil, for you, Emmanuel, are with me. What comfort to know that he is closely acquainted with the valley of the shadow of death because he walked through it before us. What comfort to know that even though the shadows may threaten us, they cannot harm us because he paid for sin. He conquered death with his death. What comfort to know that our walk will end in heaven with us by his side, because of the love of the one who brought us there. And we can say to him, now I am always with you, Jesus. May God help us all to never lose sight of Jesus' wondrous love as our Emmanuel, God with us. Amen. Please rise. And that peace of God which passes all understanding will keep your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus.